USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Biden plan is working. That's according to President Biden anyway. July's job numbers released Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%.
We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years.
The unemployment rate still almost 2 points above pre-pandemic levels, and we still have over 5.5 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID. California now dealing with the largest single wildfire in state history. The Dixie wildfire crosses two counties in Northern California. It's been burning for over 3 weeks, covering over 430,000 acres. California fire officials say it's only 35% contained. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. The Taliban Friday seizing control of Zaranj, the capital of the Nimroz province. This is the first provincial capital captured by the Taliban since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Schools are reopening across the country, but a federal official is open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona at a town hall in Boston Friday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Boston public schools are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to remember after-school activities pose a threat as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker seeking to impeach the president. Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs on Friday sends a letter to colleagues asking them to consider filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. Gibbs' reason for impeachment, the extension of the eviction moratorium and not securing the southern border. He says both violate the Constitution. The student loan freeze extended. Here's Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments to the end of January. A statement from the Education Department says the additional time and a definitive end date will allow borrowers to plan for the resumption of payments and reduce the risk of delinquency and defaults. Payments on student loans were frozen at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two people stabbed on a train in Tokyo, happening Friday night on a commuter train. A man in his 30s in custody. USA men's basketball wins its fourth straight Olympic gold medal. They beat France 97-92 Saturday morning. Kevin Durant with 29 points. Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, who play for the Milwaukee Bucks, become the fifth and sixth players to win an NBA title and gold medal in the same summer. And American golfer Nelly Korda makes history. She becomes the first golfer to win a major and a gold medal in the same year. The U.S. has chances to win golds in baseball and women's basketball this weekend, too. And as for the medal count, the U.S. leads with 102 overall medals, 34 of them are gold. China is next with 84 overall medals, but it has the most golds with 38. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.